Good to see you all again on the Lord's Day. This evening I'm going to talk just a brief time on a subject that we as adults, mature Christians, can certainly learn from, but it is certainly a subject that we as parents wishing to train our children up in the way that they should go. It's a very good basic subject for even the youngest. That are coming here to this assembly to learn about. And this evening I want to talk briefly, a short period of time, on the subject of the name, a topic that is a good topic, the meaning and what it all means to have a good name, develop a good name, and maintain that good name. There's many lessons in it, and this evening here, I wish to speak about a few things that I believe that we all can learn even as adults and share them with others. My text comes from Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verse 1, where the Bible says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." We know, certainly, there is one individual whom built this church that we're members of today, that has a great name, a very holy name, a very precious name. As a matter of fact, in Romans 10 and verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Certainly there is there's power in Jesus' name, because we know we pray and finish a prayer in Jesus' name, and it is in the name of Christ that we have one of many of the wonderful spiritual blessings. Yes, we we desire to be looked favorably upon others. Everyone wants to be accepted. We do things or say things, carry ourselves about here in this land to be looked favorably by others, by our co-workers, our colleagues, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our family members, what have you, our people where we work, and our friends. But let us realize that it is more important to be looked favorably upon by God. We know God is omnipresent and omniscient. He knows all things, sees all things, hears all things. We are always under His watchful eye. There's nothing that we can do to hide that fact. Certainly He looks upon the righteous with favor, and He looks upon the disobedient with a frown. He's certainly sad and angry with the wicked every day. Certainly we wish to have our Creator look favorably upon us each and every day as we live here on this earth. In the recent past, there's been many characters, political figures, what have you, in the news that we know of. I don't need to name any names, but basically the way they had stated their case before the public for what they had done or said. Basically, character doesn't mean anything. Well, we understand and know that character means everything. It's who you are inside. It's what your heart feels. It's what you think. It's all the wonderful things that make up a joyful Christian, is to have good character, to be able to be trusted when you say something, and that you act in ways that are Christ-like, that everyone knows that your character means a lot in who you are, and that you can be trusted, and it's good to be friends with those that have good character. Character will support a man in many instances, and there are many rich people that have no name, because they put their trust in lives and riches, and they could care less about character. But the word of a man of character goes farther than any riches upon this earth. In the text here, there are two things that are more valuable and which we should covet more than great riches. First of all, to be well spoken of, a good name for good things with God and good people. And secondly, to be well beloved, to have a sincere interest in the esteem and the affections of all about us. This is better than all silver and gold. Christ never had silver nor gold, but He grew in favor with God and man. In Luke 2 and 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." We can do the same if we are Christians, to be Christ-like followers of Jesus Christ. We should be in favor with the man who created us, the Lord God in heaven, the Father of all things, and we should be in good favor with our fellow man. If a man would realize that what Jesus said, the golden rule to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, it would put to rest all the negative things and the bad and evil things in this world if each and every person upon this earth would follow the simple golden rule that Jesus gave us for us to follow. The text here should also teach us to look with holy contempt upon the wealth of this world, not to set our hearts upon those things, and with all possible care to think on those things that really matter, to think on those things that are of lovely and good report. Our lives are full of choices. We make choices every day, some good and some bad. Hopefully we choose more right than those that are wrong. Some choices we regret forever having made them. Choosing right rather than wrong requires wisdom. And if we wish to please God, we require godly wisdom, which is gathered only when we read and study and meditate, remember and trust on God's Word. How would you like to be remembered after you leave this world? Some, such as Billy the Kid or Jesse James, will be remembered for the crimes that they had committed. Some, such as Babe Ruth and other athletes, will be remembered for their achievements on the playing field. Some politicians, such as George Washington, will be remembered for the contributions he made to this great country. Some will be remembered for their great wealth. Some will be remembered for their good name. And that is how we should live our lives, that we would leave a remembrance of the good things that we've done, the good examples that we've been to others, that we should live our lives worthy of a good name. After you die, would you rather have someone tell your children that you were a rich man or that you were a good, honest, and noble man or woman? In Proverbs 19:1, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. A good name is based upon having integrity, and it enables us to have a good influence on others, while a bad name causes us to have a bad influence. We know as Christians we are to be a good influence to others, to be a good example to others, and it's best for us to remain on that track and do what we should do to be that and not be a bad influence towards others, knowing that many people see and hear what we do, unbeknownst to us, and that to have true integrity is something to be valued, because it will keep our good name, and we should do our best to be followers of Christ and be like Him and be a good influence on others as He was. In Matthew 5, starting in verse 13, we find Jesus said, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." No matter what my understanding or your understanding of the apostles' doctrine may be, we cannot bring others to Christ if our reputation is not what it should be. One cannot bring others to Christ with a bad name. A good name brings honor to the church, while a bad name brings nothing but reproach upon Christ's church. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. Proverbs 18:3. Ignominy, that is shameful behavior. Reproach, meaning disgrace. One cannot engage in disgraceful behavior without bringing disgrace upon the church. Integrity can gain honor, glory, and dignity that money just cannot buy. A good name is the foundation of society, the basis of justice, and the guarantee of treaties among men and nations. Years ago, we know that business deals were confidently sealed with a simple handshake, how the world has changed, where business deals now need lawyers, many of them looking for loopholes to try to get someone out of a commitment or what have you. But years ago, a man was a man of his word, and a handshake was all there was. And the agreement between two individuals was sealed honestly with a very simple handshake. The importance of a good name. In Proverbs 12:3, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. There are many things that can change people's behavior here in this world, but a righteous man, no matter what may come his way, if he's living for the Lord, his decisions in his life will only be good ones, led by the Word of God. Certainly, there are people that say that every man has his price, but a Christian, a righteous man, is not moved in his convictions. He will stand his ground and do what is right, do what he has promised to do. And certainly, wickedness is something that will tear one away from God and destroy a good name. A good name comes from others, not yourself. Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. A man's reputation comes from others recognizing his integrity, not from him announcing it, like the publican did. We see where he denounced another, and in the process of it, tried to puff himself up and brag upon himself. Look at me, I'm not as the poor beggar man over there in the corner licking his wound, so to speak. And we see where this publican ended up. The value of riches, treasures here upon this earth, the value of gold and silver, we know, is tested by refining. When they refine precious metals, they do it in such a way where they separate the actual metal itself from all the impurities. It's usually done under a very high extreme temperature of heat, where it separates the good from the bad. But the value of a man's character is tested by his reputation. It behooves us to be mindful of the things that we do and say here in this world, and make sure that we build our character up and that it is a good character worthy of being called a Christian. And it, of course, is tested by what we do over time, our reputation. Honor is associated with a good name. Let's remember that in Proverbs 2:3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. We know that godly wisdom and knowledge that we can only get from the Word of God, we get godly wisdom by reading the Word of God and praying for same that God would give us the knowledge or the wisdom to use the knowledge that we read in His Word. Certainly, if we should constantly be striving to obey God's Word, and when we are when we do that, God looks favorably upon us, and honor comes with living a life that is worthy of a good name and having a good name. There is honor from God, and that is certainly the honor that we should be striving for, to be recognized by God for our good deeds, our good works, and the good life that we live. Proverbs 11:20, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight. Again, as I stated earlier, the Lord looks, we know that God is angry with the wicked every day, and He is certainly, it pleases Him to see those that follow Him and listen to Him and do His will. The word froward here is defined as being habitually inclined to disobedience. Those that habitually desire to disobey God, those that constantly, it's in their life to always oppose God, it is these type of people that are an abomination to the Lord. And then we have honor for men. Certainly it's a good thing to be, you know, honored among men. It certainly should not be our main goal in life. Certainly is the way we live our good lives in peace and harmony with others and work for our masters and do a good job and work for a living and do it in a peaceful way and help one another out. Honor will come from other men, but that's something that we shouldn't look to gather from them or brag about or whatever. Proverbs 12:8, a man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. We know that those that have bad names or evil names, they are despised by others. The heinous crimes that we've seen people in the local news lately for killing little children, kidnapping them and hurting them and taking the life of innocent little children and other people that have been convicted of killing their pregnant wife and things of that. Certainly those people, if they are truly guilty of what they've been convicted of, and if it is true that they've done that, certainly their heart is nothing but perverse. They will be not remembered for having a good name. When people bring their name up, it is a wicked name. It is a bad name. They will only be remembered for the wickedness and the perverse heart that they had at that time. In Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Proverbs 11:16, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Dishonorable conduct brings reproach. Proverbs 18:3, when the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. With all this said and done, we should certainly know how to achieve a good reputation. Of course, many of us have already done that, but we must keep on the right track. We must be able to teach our youngsters these things, how to achieve a good reputation, and once we've gotten that and obtained that good reputation, maintain it and keep it good the rest of our lives. Integrity is defined as a steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code, the state of being unimpaired, soundness, the quality or condition of being whole or undivided. Integrity is defined by World Dictionary as completeness. We should develop our integrity. Proverbs 10:9, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. We should live lives of full of integrity. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 20:7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Integrity is adherence to a code of values. It is a man's noblest possession. It is not an action in particular, but it is a motivation to action. The Word of God should motivate us to act in the proper way all our lives. The fact that a heavenly home awaits all of us is a just reward for living our lives adherent and obedient to the Word of God. Certainly this should build character in us. We are certainly on the right track. We have a ways to go. We never know how long our lives here upon this earth will be. We should live each and every day striving for that wonderful prize that awaits all of us and do it in the right way and live our lives truly as Christians, that we live our lives and have a great integrity to ourselves. True integrity involves the adherence to God's laws. Proverbs 4:2, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. We know that the Old Testament was written for our learning. It was written for the Jews. Certainly we can use the old law, the Old Testament, to guide us in our life. We can use it to learn many, many good lessons. The fact that we're delving into the book of Proverbs, mostly in this text this afternoon, shows the great wealth of godly wisdom that we can obtain, even from the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs. But we know that the New Testament is in effect for us Gentiles, for us Christians, and the laws that we are to adhere to are written and contained in the New Testament. We are not to forsake the law of Christ. We are not to forsake or forget the apostles' doctrine, the doctrine that Jesus taught his apostles to turn around and teach us in the New Testament church. Certainly, we should always strive to maintain good, true, and wholesome integrity in our lives. Having integrity means that you will not compromise your principles. Many people compromise their principles. They do things that are wrong for a moment to get worldly gain or earthly gain. Certainly, our principles are rooted in Christ. Our principles are based upon New Testament Scripture. We should live our lives based on that. And if we are deeply rooted and grounded in the truth the way we should be, we will never compromise the law of Christ and turn our back on God and go the other way. A man who walks in integrity will not stumble, for he has something to guide his steps properly. In Psalms 119 and 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Individuals, Christians that have integrity, they will not stumble when they have the Word of God. When we read it, we find out the traps that Satan sets for us to trip us up. There are many in this world that, as they see you live your life as a Christian, wish to, for fun, for jokes, to laugh, whatever, to make fun of you, to make fun of the situation, do things to try to trip up a Christian. But when we use the Word of God to light the dark path that's before us, sometimes we won't stumble or fall. It may slow us down at times, but we'll stay on the right path and not turn away. Man, if we wish to be one who has integrity, we will truly think and do the things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report. There's no way around it. There's no way that we can have a good name and a righteous name and not be true and not be honest with one another. We can't do it if we are not pure or lovely or good report. We can't do it. We can't have a good name and not treat others as we would treat ourselves and love one another and love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. If we truly wish to please God, we need to read and follow and remember Philippians 4 and 8. To think on things that are true and honest and just and lovely and good report. When we fill our minds and our hearts with pure and good things, the evil and the bad things that would trip us up don't have room to move in and take over. But the dishonorable man is a burden on his family. We've seen that. People of in the news that have done a heinous crime has somewhat brought dishonor upon their father or mother, or their remaining spouse and children, their siblings. Certainly, it's not a good thing to leave such a burden on one's family when they've went off to a life in prison or were put to death by the death penalty by the courts for a heinous, murderous type crime. A man that has dishonored his name and has brought dishonor and shame upon his own family. They must live under the bad reputation that their fellow spouse or father or mother has brought them. And it's hard to live under that bad reputation when you had nothing to do with the things that that individual had done. Integrity is pretty much summed up as this. It's been said before, you've heard it. Integrity, to have character, to have good integrity, is to do what's right when nobody is watching. That is, no human. We know that God is always watching, He's always looking, and He always knows. We can't fool God. We may fool others, but we can't fool Him. The church today needs men of integrity. The very word integrity comes from a Latin word meaning complete. A person with integrity is not guilty of self-deception, lying to himself. He's not guilty of hypocrisy, lying to others. He is not one thing in private and another thing in public. His life is wholly devoted to God, led by God's Word, and is devoted to pleasing Him. His life is consistently the same. Matthew 22 and 37 says that we are to love the Lord with all our heart. James 1 and 8 says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The church needs men of character, men who have a single heart to follow the Lord and remain stable because their loyalties are not divided. We should develop honesty if we wish to have a good name. In Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Proverbs 13 and 5, a righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Honesty sets a man apart. and gives him a good name. We all know that we are to be honest, to tell the truth, do things in this life that are true and just, not to be deceitful, not to steal or lie, or be dishonest in any shape, manner, or form. Honesty certainly builds good character. Honesty only belongs to those that have a good name and not a bad name. We are to diligently seek God if we have a good name. Proverbs 11:27, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. Proverbs 21:21, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Certainly those are great blessings that are available to those that follow after righteousness, that follow after Jesus, doing his will and obeying him. Certainly those that follow Christ have a good name and should keep that good name. A good name, a person with a good name, he also has righteous deeds under his belt, so to speak. In Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. And in Matthew 5:16, again, we are to let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we live a life worthy of the name of Christian, when we live our lives following Jesus Christ and doing his will, we certainly will have good deeds. We are commanded to be to do good works. We are commanded to be fruitful. Certainly when we do it in a manner to please God and not to look for the favor or the a pat on the back, so to speak, for man, we do it in a very humble way, in a just way, when we do our good works. And what does it do? When others see it, it glorifies God in heaven. That is one of our purposes here upon this earth, is to acknowledge our Heavenly Father and to acknowledge Jesus Christ and to glorify them in everything that we do. Actions, you know, tell people a lot about who we are and what we are and where we're going. In Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 33 and 35, the Bible says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Certainly, an individual that sets his mind and eyes and heart, his whole life, his whole motivation for living on the treasures of this earth, on evil things, certainly is not wearing a good name. They are wearing a bad name. Certainly, we as Christians look to heavenly treasures, look for those things that are untouched by human hands. Certainly, those are the wonderful things of heaven, everlasting life with God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Certainly, if we strive to obtain the good treasure in heaven, our minds are on the right things. We're thinking on good things. We're striving for those good things in heaven. And certainly, we are one that would be wearing a good name. Our actions are a good indication of our integrity or the lack of it. Certainly, you've heard the saying that actions speak louder than words. Certainly, that is a good true statement. In Titus 3:14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. We should always watch what we do and say, and our plans for the weeks ahead, how we live our lives, that we don't fall in a rut and allow our tree, so to speak, not to continue to bear fruit. We need to nourish it just like we would nourish an orange tree or an apple tree, give it the food that it needs. We certainly need to feed ourselves, and we do that by the Word of God so that we're on the right track and that we're bearing fruit constantly for the Lord. Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. The profit that we wish to gain in this life through our work, of course, is everlasting life in heaven. Certainly there are many that invest their time and their money and their efforts to make earthly treasure profits here upon this earth and with no concept for everlasting life with the Lord. Certainly, it behooves us to be careful where we place our treasures, where we place our desires, where we place our motivations in this life. It behooves us to remember that each and every day of our lives. Finally, we all have good names, I would assume. Our first, our middle, our last name, our maiden names, our married names. It is a good thing to see many with good names that are living for the Lord. But let us not forget the good name, the best name that any individual upon this earth can wear, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Christian. Matthew 16:22, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We know the word Christian means to be a follower of Christ. Jesus said these things to the disciples that day when they were about doing their earthly works upon this earth. Some were fishermen, some were in the field. He gathered them from everywhere. They left their earthly vocation, so to speak, to follow Jesus Christ, to get to be in his ministry, to further his cause. After he left, they continued to develop and start faithful congregations of Christ Church. And if we follow the apostles' doctrine and we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and we become a Christian, we should continue to be a follower of Christ and be proud to wear the name of Christian and not do anything upon this earth to tarnish or blemish that great name of Christian. As a Christian, it is important for you to have and maintain a good name, but let us always remember to maintain that good name, Christian, and keep it unspotted and unblemished. We should trust in the good name of Jesus Christ. We should follow the great name of Jesus Christ. Of course, we should continue to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And of course, if we have not already done it, we should be saved in the good name of Jesus Christ and be prepared with the knowledge after reading the scriptures to teach others why they should be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's remember that Jesus was without spot or blemish in 1 Peter 1 and 19, and as we should be if we decide and continue to want to wear the name Christian. In closing, Ephesians 5 and 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And as members of the church, as the church itself, the called out of the world, we should strive to be holy and without blemish and to wear the name proudly for Jesus Christ and develop our lives and our hearts and our minds through the use of the Word of God to wear a good name, to wear that good name Christian proudly, and to live our lives in a way that we would never again blemish it. Having a good name means to be holy and without blemish. That is my lesson for this evening. Let us come. There one needs the service of the church. Won't you come as we stand and as we sing?